note that there are a few swear words in this episode. Previously on Slam, Zink geared up to perform his original poem and faced his fears of not being good enough, but Zink ended up performing a ripped-off version of Mamma Mia. Although the crowd loves it, Zink is thoroughly disappointed in himself. Still, the show must go on. Quinn, the Inktown star basketball player, is set to perform next. However, she's nowhere to be found. And that's where we left off.
Quinn?
Are you in here? Quinn, where are you?
Quinn.
She's not picking up.
Guys, I can stall, but I've really only got like 23 knock-knock love jokes left for me in the audience. So you have approximately 7 minutes and 20 seconds to find her.
Wait, guys. I know where she might be. Quinn, it's your turn. You were supposed to be on stage like yesterday.
I'm not doing it.
Are you bailing on us?
Tell Summer she can go on.
Seriously? Hey, stop bouncing and listen to me.
It's called dribbling.
Give me the ball, Quinn.
Go away.
Give me the ball.
Leave me alone.
Give me the ball, you coward.
Fine. Heads up.
Whoa.
Shoot.
Ow.
Zink. Zink, wake up.
S-L-A-M. Slamming down some poetry.
S-L-A-M.
This is a radio dramedy.
S-L-A-M.
We needed a transition song.
S-L-A-M.
Now we're going back in time.
Things are low, Doc. You know that meme where they're like, they had us in the first half? I feel that way for both halves. The entire game. Like, I'm in the final quarter already, but it's ridiculously stacked. I don't know why I feel this way. Like, when the team asks me to hang out, I want to go. I do, but I don't, usually. It's like, I don't want to bring them down. I'm a reminder of how close we were to everything we wanted. If I had faked left instead of right, if I had dodged 34's block and did a spin around back, if I hadn't slammed into 29 and landed on my knee. You know, the moment I hit the floor, I knew exactly what I would do differently. All I wanted was to get back on the court and do it the right way, but I couldn't, not with my torn ACL. And now I don't know if I can ever take the court. Sorry, Doc, I know you've heard this a million times.
For the last time, Quinn. I'm your physical therapist, not your psychological therapist.
I know. Thanks for listening anyways. How many more reps?
3 more heel bridges. Ready? 1. 2. 3. Good. You're wrong, by the way.
What?
You are ready to take the court this season.
This season? That's like, in a few weeks.
You've fully recovered. Your knee's in perfect condition. This really is the last time. I'm your physical therapist, not your psychological therapist. I told you this last week.
Really?
Really.
Whoa.
Congratulations, Quinn.
Thanks. Mom, I'm home. Got you the bagel bites you wanted. Mom?
Surprise!
What are you all doing here?
Congratulations on the end of your physical therapy, Quinn. Your teammate Marina invited the Slam team over.
Everyone, a moment please. Let's raise our glasses to Quinn Parker.
There's no competition like us. We will hit you like a bus. We got the beat. We bring the heat. Come on down and move your feet, stallions!
What?
Stallions!
What?
Go fucking stallions!
Woo!
Yes. Marina,
what's up, Q?
Thanks so much for pulling this together.
It was a joint idea between the girls and your poetry club. Slam brought the snacks. Gotta say, I kinda dig this trail mix combo of Cheez-Its, Sour Patch Kids, and Twixes.
Me too.
Oh, by the way, what size are you again? We're getting a little upgrade for our jerseys. Same design, but different manufacturer. We're putting in orders this week. It's gonna be so good to have you back on the team.
Did we talk about this before?
No, it's a pretty recent development, cause our usual manufacturer went bankrupt.
No, I mean about me returning to the team.
Oh. I just assumed. Wait, did the doc say anything else? Today was your last day of PT, right?
Yeah. My knee's fine.
So you can play?
Yeah, I can play.
So what's the problem?
I thought you guys already filled my spot.
You know that Jason's sister's only on the team because he was dating Connie, right? Now they're not together anymore, so we can just bench her. She doesn't even want to play. We want you back, Quinn. You are the best point guard in town.
But you guys are killing the game out there. I mean, I saw how last Thursday Dana stole the ball and did that incredible inbounds pass to you with only 1 second remaining on the clock. And then you did that fadeaway three on the Game with the Stars. Oh, and the incredible offense in the Rockets game where you totally demolished them in the first half.
It's just not the same without you.
You don't need me on the team.
But we want you on the team.
I don't think you should.
Give it some thought, okay? We're counting on you.
I'm gonna go get some air. That's a whole lot of unread messages, Bo.
Jesus, Quinn, you scared me. What are you doing out here?
Just needed a moment. Yourself?
Oh, same. Have you thought about what you're gonna perform at the opening?
I don't know. Performing, it's not really my thing. Chose sports for a reason. Hated public speaking. Still do.
Isn't playing basketball kind of a performance?
Poetry and basketball are very different things.
We're only going to have 4 acts if you don't perform.
I'm sure you guys can handle it. Anyways, isn't Hazard Lights coming? Dean's favorite band?
Yeah, still working on that, but it's in the works.
How did that happen?
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Should you get that?
No. My wife keeps inviting me to this birthday party for her nephew, little Tommy. See, this is him.
Oh, he's adorable.
I know. Love spending time with a little man. With his parents, different story.
Ah, the in-laws.
Yeah. They're nice people, don't get me wrong. We just don't click. I can't stand the way they look at me like I'm sort of some corporate tool.
Well, I mean, you do dress like one. And you did move away from your family for a job.
A promotion. It's a ticket to a better life.
Mm-hmm. Do Amber and Evie agree?
Oh, they're doing just fine.
You know, you can't spell team without me.
Nice try, but the E comes before the M in team.
Okay, smartass. They'll be happy to see you, I'm sure.
No, I'm not so sure, Quinn.
You know, you kind of remind me of this really weird uncle I had growing up. Uncle Harry. He'd go on these, like, wild adventures across the world. New Zealand caves, skydiving over Mount Everest, collecting trinkets in Mexico. He'd leave for months, sometimes even years at a time, just disappear. And no one would know where he went. I was always mad when he did that. I mean, I'd sit and stew in my anger. But every time he came back, I forgot about all my anger. I was just happy to have him back, and that was enough for me.
Do I really remind you of your Uncle Harry?
No, not in the slightest.
I'll have to skip work that Friday.
I think it'll be worth it.
Q, come join us for a game of horse.
I'll be right there. Call her.
Hey, Amber?
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be?
Seriously? You don't answer any of my calls.
No. Work is insane.
Work? I even left 3 messages for you at Technofruits.
I'm sorry. I just... Well, you know how these family events get me all tense.
Right. You do know that this is a 10-year-old's birthday party.
Well, if it was just a kid's birthday party, you wouldn't have called me so many times.
Okay, yes. My parents, my siblings, they want to see you. And before you say no, I would really appreciate it if you just think about it. I promise, no political talk, and you only have to show up for like an hour max.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, I'm coming.
You are?
Summer? Were you eavesdropping?
Is that Summer? Hi, sweetie. It's been so long.
Hi, Amber. I got Tommy's invite.
If you're coming, you're more than welcome to sleep over at our house.
You know Tommy?
Used to tutor him. Thanks, Amber. I think I'll take you up on that offer.
Sounds like a plan. I'll see you both at the party. Right, Bo?
Right.
I'll make sure he's there. Bye. You're welcome.
All right. Good work, everyone. I admire the vulnerability you all demonstrated today, and I'm very proud of the progress you've made. See you next week.
Hey, Elle.
Hi, Quinn.
I'll do it.
Do what?
Ain't love funny. I'll perform. I mean, you guys are obviously better, and you should definitely take center stage. But if you need, if you want another act, I'll do it. For the team. For Slam. You know?
That's wonderful. I thought that that was already the case, but yay!
But I need your help. Every time I sit down and try to write something, there's just nothing. I can't even begin. I know poetry can be anything, but when the page is all blank and there's nothing written there, I just don't know what to...
Well, did you know that there are rules to poetry?
But you always say that there are... Aren't.
Well, there's this term called iambic pentameter that dictates...
Whoa!
Zink! Zink, wake up!
What's going on?
I didn't mean to knock him out.
I'm fine, Quinn.
Sorry, Zink.
It's okay. Wait, Al, get her on stage.
Come on, player. You've got a show to put on.
I don't know if I can do it.
You can. Take this.
My basketball. On stage?
Just like we practiced.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive you.
Aww.
All right, here's another one.
What if I mess up? Drop the ball. Destroy my knee again in front of everyone.
Well, the odds of that happening at an open mic are very low.
Yeah, well, I'll cheer for you. It'll feel just like playing a game on the field.
It's court. Guys, I don't know.
Any out-of-towners here? Give a whoop if you're out there.
I'm an out-of-towner.
And what's your name, young man?
Lil Tommy.
Ah, well, Tommy, it's great to have you here.
Wait, Bo, isn't that...
They came? Amber and Evie and Tommy, they're really here. Wow. I guess this is what happens when you show up for people.
I guess so. Here goes nothing.
So, what is everyone's favorite home invasion horror movie? hot take, but mine would probably be The Cat in the Hat. Oh, wait, look, it's our next performer, Quinn Parker. Woo! Go, Quinn!
Hi. This is weird. I'm holding a basketball. I'm sorry.
There's no competition like us. We will hit you like a bus. I don't remember the rest.
We got the beat. We'll bring the heat. Come on down and move your feet, stallions.
What?
Stallions.
What?
Go fucking stallions.
On court, I'm up against an empty line. I say, be still my nervous heart that pounds. The grouchy referee gives me the sign. I try my best to calm that roaring sound. In basketball, I have a need to feel the sweat, the tears, the shouts, the hullabaloo. I say poetry is my Achilles heel, but here I am. This is my grand debut. Crafting words and lines, I've learned to see the world is upside down in crooked view. How words can bounce so light in gravity. With my killer rhymes, I follow through. And when I'm stuck and in a writer's funk, The only cure is to make that grand slam dunk.
You've reached Techno Fruits on Traveler Circle Street. Please leave a message.
Hey, Bo, it's Amber. Could you please let me know if you're coming to Tommy's birthday party? I know you're probably busy with the new manager position, but just send me a text or something. Okay, thanks, bye. Bo, I know that you hate family get-togethers, but my family is really keen on seeing you. One favor I'm asking you, please do it for me. And Tommy, of course. And if you are coming, don't forget to bring a gift. He's really into art right now, but he's also a bit of a perfectionist, so maybe paint by numbers is the way to go. Okay, talk to you soon. Hey, Bo, I'm getting kind of worried. Is something going on? Is it your new position as branch manager, or what? I know you're alive. I saw you post on Facebook, but just send me a text when you get the chance, okay? I know you're probably really busy learning the ropes and all, but please respond to me. Or at least call Evie. I know she doesn't act like it, but she misses you. A lot. Okay. Bye.
Unread message.
Hi, Amber. This is John Pellegrino, the actual branch manager of Techno Fruits. Please stop calling this number unless you have an actual appointment to make with us. Bo's doing just fine as a sales associate. Not sure why you keep referring to him as a branch manager. Anyway, gosh, I hope your marriage isn't falling apart. Have a peachy day. Bye.
Slam, created by Surim Lee and Cassandra Xiao. Produced and directed by Surim Lee. Written by Cassandra Xiao. Starring Ken Westrick, Vinice Olier, Monique Rangel Onwegbuzia, Axel Avenido, and Talia Hankin. Featuring Logan Kluche, McAllister Silva, James Cromer, Emily Zhang, Clay Cromer, Chantel Wu, and SD Deckman. Intro and outro voiced by Tamron Hodge. Edited by Mark Cohen. Assistant editor, Olivia Stone. Audio engineering by Kyra Isabella Chen. Sound design and mix by Kyra Isabella Chen. Score composed by Sal Volpe. Theme song by Vincent Lay. Slam is a production of Lime Train Productions.